天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，广场张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。在上次的节目中呢，麦克牧师讲到说，我们要述说诸天的荣耀，而能够述说其荣耀最有力的工具就是我们神的话语，因为这是神向我们述说他的思想、他的慈爱和他的信实最有力的证据。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的祝福吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is a delight for us to know that you have tuned in to listen to this program.
很高兴你能收听我们的节目。
We have begun a series of messages from the Psalm.
我们开始了一系列有关诗篇的信息。
And in the last message, we began to talk about Psalm 19.
在上次节目里，我们开始研读诗篇十九篇。
It began by saying, "The heavens declare the glory of God."
这首诗篇一开头就讲诸天述说神的荣耀。
Do you declare the glory of God?
你有没有述说过神的荣耀呢？
Get out and make Jesus known to your friends.
我们每个人都应该出去向我们的朋友分享主耶稣基督。
Get out and tell them about His miracle working power in your life.
去告诉他们耶稣在你身上所行的神迹奇事。
Tell them how he saved you from hell and death.
告诉他们耶稣如何把你从死亡和地狱中救拔出来。
Because that's how you bring glory to the name of God.
其实这就是你述说神的荣耀的方法。
I have been calling Psalm 19 the preaching stars.
我曾经说诗篇十九篇是讲道之星。
The book of Daniel chapter 12 verse 3 says,
但以理书十二章第三节说，
And they that be wise shall shine as bright as the brightness of the firmament.
智慧人必发光，如同天上的光。
And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever.
那使多人归义的必发光如星，直到永永远远。
And according to Proverbs 11:30,
箴言十一章三十节说，
He that wins souls is wise.
有智慧的必能得人。
Your capacity to win souls for Jesus Christ,
你领了多少人归向耶稣基督？
Will determine your glow in the glory of heaven in eternity.
就决定你在天上永恒的荣耀有多少。
What are you doing with those who are unbelievers around you?
你和身边不信的朋友怎么相处？
Are they being led to the Lord by your walk with him?
是否因着和你相处，他们也被带到主的面前呢？
Are they impacted by your love for him and commitment to him?
他们是不是被你的爱和忠诚而打动呢？
Or are they saying, I don't want this kind of Christianity?
还是会说，我不要这样的基督教信仰。
In verse 2 of Psalm 19,
在诗篇十九篇第二节中说，
That the 24-hour cycle of time declares the glory of God.
日头起来，日头落下，都在述说神的荣耀。
When the sun comes up in the morning,
早晨当太阳升起的时候，
What is it saying?
那里说着什么呢？
The sun is saying that the moon is coming.
太阳是在说月亮就要来了。
And when the moon comes up at night,
当月亮在夜间升起的时候
It is saying that the sun is coming.
他在说太阳就要来临。
One declares the coming of the other.
他们中每一个都在宣告另一个的来临。
And they work in absolute harmony.
他们和谐运作。
Declaring the glory of God.
共同述说神的荣耀。
Another message of the stars is this.
众星所传的另一个信息是
That our time is limited.
我们人的时间是有限的。
The sun shines in the blazing glory like a man in his prime.
太阳灿烂的光辉就像一个男子正处盛年。
Like a young man in his prime, at the end of the day, it fades away.
就像一个青年充满活力，可是一天结束之后，所有的活力消失殆尽。
Days, weeks, months, years, decades all end.
日子、星期、月、年、世代，这些都代表着一段时间的结束。
And life itself ends.
就像我们的生命也同样有终结。
And that's what the stars are telling us.
这就是众星向我们所传的信息。
That is why the Apostle Paul says that we must redeem the time.
这也就是为什么保罗说我们要爱惜光阴。
We must use the time that God has given us as a precious gift.
时间是神赐给我们的珍贵礼物。
And we must use it wisely.
我们必须智慧地来使用。
Let me ask you a question, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，我想问你。
How wisely are you using your time?
你是不是很智慧地使用你的时间呢？
Psalm 30 verse 5 says,
诗篇三十篇五节中说，
Weeping may endure for the night.
一宿虽然有哭泣，
But joy comes in the morning.
早晨便必欢呼。
Are you going through a great trial right now?
你也许正落在很大的试炼之中。
Joy comes in the morning.
早晨必然欢呼。
Are your pillows stained with tears?
你也许木然站立，双目垂泪。
Joy comes in the morning.
早晨必然欢呼。
Are you going through your private Gethsemane?
你是不是在经历你的科西玛尼园？
Joy comes in the morning.
早晨必然欢呼。
That too shall pass.
一切都会过去。
The darkest hour is just before dawn.
黑夜之后便是黎明。
I am telling you right now that you will smile again.
我告诉你，你必然会欢呼。
The sun will shine again.
太阳会重新升起。
You will experience joy unspeakable again.
你会再次享受难以言喻的喜乐。
Look up.
抬起你的头，仰望神。
In verse 3, David said,
在第三节中，大卫说，
There is no language in which the voice of the stars can be heard.
无言无语，也无声音可听。
We cannot hear them with our ears.
我们听不到星辰的声音。
Verse 3 means their speech does not make sound.
这里是说，他们述说虽不发声。
But it communicates a thought.
却能传出信息。
It is like sign language.
就像是手语。
When somebody is moving their hands,
一个人做手势。
You cannot hear anything coming out of their mouth.
你听不到他发出任何声音。
The psalmist is saying that when you look up in the sky,
诗篇的作者说，当你仰望天空的时候，
You will see the hands of God moving behind the scene.
你就会看到神的手在天上比划着。
And the Lord's message is this.
他告诉我们，
Honor me, glorify me.
你们要赞美我，荣耀我的名。
I am the God who put it there.
是我把宇宙穹苍陈列在这里的。
Then in verses 4, 5, and 6 of Psalm 19,
诗篇十九篇四五六节说
，We read that throughout the earth their influence has gone forth.
他的粮袋通遍天下。
Their words have gone to the ends of the earth.
他的言语传到地极。
Every time you look up into the heavens,
每次当你仰望天空的时候，
you will hear those evangelists in the sky saying, God is there.
你就会听到天空这些福音的使者们在说，神在这里。
And that is why the Apostle Paul said,
难怪保罗说，
No man anywhere has an excuse.
叫人无可推诿。
Nobody can make up an excuse.
没有人有任何借口不相信神。
Because God has already spoken through his creation.
因为神一直通过他的创造向我们说话。
And then the last part of this psalm, he talks about the scripture.
这首诗的最后一部分讲到圣经。
In verses 7 to 13, he speaks of the word of God.
第七节到十三节诗人都在谈神的话语。
First, he said that the heavens declare the glory of God.
在诗的开头，他讲到诸天述说神的荣耀。
But then he said the word of God has to come into a person's life.
然后他告诉我们，神的话语必须进到我们每个人的生命里。
In order to change it,
要来改变我们。
Listen to the six things in those verses.
让我们来听听六方面的意义。
First of all,
首先，
the psalmist tells us that the word of God challenges us.
诗人告诉我们，神的话语警戒人心。
He tells us that the word of God cheers us.
神的话语快活人的心。
He tells us that the word of God changes us.
神的话语改变我们。
He tells us that the word of God convicts us, cleanses us, and corrects us.
神的话语让我们知罪，使我们清洁，促使我们改正。
In verse 7, God's word challenges us.
第七节讲到，神的话让我们警醒。
Listen to what he said.
我们来听听诗人是怎么说的。
The law of the Lord is perfect.
耶和华的律法全备。
Converting challenging the soul.
能苏醒人心。
Now I want to shock you today.
今天我要给你一些震撼。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
There are two ways by which you can be saved.
得救的方法有两种。
What?
真的吗？
Yes, there are two ways by which you can be saved.
是的，得救的方法的确有两种。
One way you can be saved is by keeping every aspect of the law all the time.
第一种就是你每时每刻遵行律法的每一条。
Every day of your life without breaking one single command.
从来不违背任何一条诫命。
If you do that, you'll be saved.
如果你能做到，你肯定能得救。
But you know what the problem is?
可是问题是，
Nobody has ever done this except the Lord Jesus Christ.
除了主耶稣，没有人能够做到。
That is what verse 7 is saying in this psalm.
这就是第七节要告诉我们的。
And that's what the Apostle Paul is saying in the New Testament.
也是保罗在新约里面一直强调的。
I have a more excellent way.
其实还有一个更完美的得救办法。
Do you know what it is?
你知道是什么吗？
It is the cross of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督的十字架。
What you and I have to do is go to the cross of Jesus Christ.
你我来到主耶稣基督的十字架前。
And put our sin under the blood.
让他的宝血遮盖我们。
And the blood of Jesus Christ washes away our sins.
他的宝血就会洗净我们一切的罪。
We will be made clean and new.
我们就成为清洁和新造的人。
And we'll be able to communicate with God the Father.
就能够和天父沟通。
The word converts the soul.
神的话语改变心灵。
Convert literally means turn back.
改变就是你回头。
The word of God is like fishing.
神的话就像是钓鱼。
It pulls you back to God when you faithfully open the Word of God and genuinely want to learn from it.
只要你打开神的话语，让它进到你心里， 它会让你归向神。
It will change your life.
它就会改变你的生命。
If you are wandering away from the Lord,
如果你远离神，
or if you are living a carnal life,
或者你过着俗世的生活，
the Word of God is going to pull you back.
神的话语会让你回头，
converting the soul,
改变你的心灵，
bringing you back to the Lord,
把你重新带到神的面前。
And that is why we offer you the Word of God on this broadcast all the time.
这也就是为什么我们要通过广播向你传讲神的话语。
In verse 8 of Psalm 19,
诗篇19篇第八节说，
It says that God's Word cheers us.
神的话使我们快乐。
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。
Do you know that the first evidence when a person is born again and commit the life to Jesus Christ?
一个人重生并且跟随主耶稣最明确的证据
is that they have joy.
就是他有喜乐。
Joy in the midst of trouble.
即使在患难中也有喜乐。
And that is why Nehemiah could say in Nehemiah 8:10,
尼希米记八章十节中说，
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
And that is why the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:4 said,
这也就是保罗在腓立比书第四章四节中所说的，
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说，你们要常常喜乐。
Don't let joy get out of your life.
不要让喜乐离开你。
I am convinced with all my heart.
我心里知道。
That the world is tired of grim-faced Christianity.
这个世界有许多满脸忧愁的基督徒。
Because God's word cheers us.
但神的话语应该是使我们的心喜乐的。
So why are so many Christians walking around looking gloomy and depressed?
那为什么还有这么多的基督徒看上去这么忧郁和阴沉呢？
Because they do not spend enough time letting the Word of God pour into them.
那是因为他们没有用足够的时间阅读神的话语，并且让神的话进到他们的心中。
Because the Word of God gives us joy.
神的话语给我们喜乐。
But that's not all it does.
不仅仅这些。
I'm going to tell you about more things that the Word of God does for us in the next broadcast.
在下次的节目里，我会告诉你神的话语还能带来些什么。
So please tune in next time.
不要忘记准时收听我们的节目。
But before I leave you today,
在我结束今天节目之前，
I want to lead you in a special prayer.
我要和你一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
天父，
we thank you from the depths of our heart.
我们深深地感谢你。
For your word.
为着你的话语。
For protecting it for thousands of years.
为着你存留你的话语千年之久。
So that we can have it today.
让我们今天还能够听到你的话语。
So we can learn from it today.
可以学习你的话语。
That power of that word that encourages us.
你话语的大能激励我们。
The power of this word cheers us.
你的话语快活我们的心。
And Lord, I pray for all my listening friends out there.
主啊，我为着所有收听我们节目的朋友向你祈求。
Especially those who are sad and sorrowful.
特别是那些忧郁悲伤的心灵。
That you give them joy in their hearts.
求你的喜乐进到他们心中。
That they will know what it is to have joy in the midst of difficulty.
让他们知道如何在患难中有喜乐。
Above all, that they may know the Lord Jesus Christ and his presence with them.
让他们知道主你一直与他们同在。
so that they may know his joy.
他们就可以从你那里得到喜乐。
For I pray all of this in his name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
阿们。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，一切都会过去，黑夜之后便是黎明。在神的国度里，我们将会永远的欢呼雀跃，再也没有悲伤，没有眼泪，只有神的荣耀。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
轻轻听，我要轻轻听，我要侧耳听出声音。轻轻听，他在轻轻听，我的牧人认得我声音。他是大牧者，生命的主宰，我一生只跟随主声音。他是大牧者，生命的主宰，他的羊认得他声音。轻轻听，我要轻轻听，我要侧耳听出声音。轻轻听，他在轻轻听，我的牧人认得我声音。他是大牧者，生命的主宰，我一生只听随主声音。他是大牧者，生命的主宰，他的羊认得他声音。你是他。